Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Hypothetically Speaking. I'm your host, James, and today I'm joined by Finn. Say hi, Finn.
Hello.
In today's episode, we're going to be going over a few hypotheticals. We're going to be going over if you got a magic sketchbook, what would you do if you could change the world? And if you could have one superpower, what would it
What
be?
would it be?
I've got an excited episode lined up for you. So, let's just dive right in. Let's dive right in with the setup. So you're walking around your average every day when you see a sketchbook on the ground, because that's totally normal. Nothing weird has happened yet. You know, sketchbooks are totally normal.
It's every day I'm walking down the street and I just trip over another dumb. Like,
Yeah, my house is
who needs all these
full
sketchbooks?
of them. Full of them.
Yeah. Anyway,
So,
this is the worst podcast ever recorded. Okay, anyway.
you bring the sketchbook back to your house and fantasizing about, creating a shredder to just get rid of all of
All
these
these dumb
sketchbooks.
sketchbooks.
So you're drawing the model that you were looking up on your computer, and you're pretty happy with it.
As you do.
When you know,
It
so
looks good.
well, yeah, it looks really good. Almost looks realistic. I can't click. Bam!
That's called foreshadowing.
Bam! Suddenly it pops out of the sketchbook, and you have to deal with a
Lovely.
shredder on your hand. Except this time, this shredder is alive, and it starts
Oh
eating
no.
up the sketchbook and all the other sketchbooks you have, which is, in a way,
Dad,
good.
get the shotgun.
Yeah, so
Okay.
you get the shotgun and luckily manage to shoot it, but not before it's chewed up all of the pages in the magic sketchbook except for five. So Finn,
Oof.
I imagine
Okay.
this
So now I
hypothetical
have
is really easy to understand and comprehend because it happens all the time. Just find a magic sketchbook and
Yeah.
it nearly destroys your
Yeah,
house.
okay. So, believe it or not, I spent a lot of time thinking about this over the course of my life.
Did I
And
just stumble upon a riddle that you've encountered before? Frick.
no.
Oh well.
I just no, I just think about these things. Lol. Okay.
That's why we created this podcast.
For people who have too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the first thing I'd probably do was, this is the first thing that came into my head, was draw a piano. This would probably take up one whole page, which probably isn't smart, but who gives? By the way, guys, that was our creative swear word noise bleeper thing.
Yeah.
James, give it a try.
Oh my God. So we love swearing, and so we love censoring our swear words, and so yeah,
Every
it's really
week
fun to get
we'll have.
f***ed.
Oh, James, you have no idea how much fun we're having right now, dear listeners.
Yeah, because
Anyway,
we can't hear the sounds. We just have to assume think of how good it's gonna be in post. You can't see, but I've got a
mean shit.
huge smile on my face.
Okay. Anyway, let's do this.
Okay, so
So,
you draw
first
this
thing
piano.
I'd probably do was a piano. Takes up
Yeah.
one page.
Yep.
And it's magical. I don't know how I draw the magic, but I don't know, do some stars
Yeah,
around it.
no,
And
this
it
shredder
makes
was
me sound
magical.
really
It's
good.
just how you
Yeah,
draw
it's
it.
true. It'll make me sound really good because one of the things in my life is
Oh.
how slow it takes to get good at anything,
Yeah, like
even though I'm,
imagine if
if
you
I do say so myself, I'm okay
I
at
heard
the
this quote that
piano,
was
but
like,
I'd
imagine if you
love to be better.
I heard this quote that was like, imagine if you could download languages into your brain. Someone said, yeah, it's called learning. But the buffer it works quite well.
The
The
buffering takes so
buffering
long.
speed is awful. But it takes forever to
God,
load. Yeah.
I love the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the internet too. As Abraham Lincoln said, though, you should never trust everything you see on the internet just because it's got a quote, just because it's a quote and it's got a picture of someone next to it. By the way, if I had a magic sketchbook, I'd draw a time machine, go back in time, say, hey, Abraham Lincoln, say this, the future of all of humanity depends on it. And then I could just hear Abraham Lincoln's going, you can't trust all quotes you see on the internet.
I don't know about time travel. That is the thought that I had. Like, I could go back in time and meet my heroes that have sadly passed away. Rip Beethoven. F in the chat.
Let's have an F in the chat for Notch. He didn't die, but still.
So, I don't think the paradoxes would be worth dealing with.
Yeah.
I'd probably use up the whole sketchbook just to try and revert my memory to back when there was only one me in one time zone and not...
Well, maybe it actually happened and you were successful and you reverted your memory and now we're about to start this all up again.
Meta. I like it. Anyway, okay. So, first thing, piano. Second thing, probably, like, I don't know, a paintbrush.
That does the same kind of stuff?
It makes me really good. There's a theme here, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a theme.
I'm feeling bad about how good I am at things.
You're not good is the thing. You're saying you're feeling bad about the fact that you're good at things. You're not.
No.
You're not, Finn.
Yeah. Wow, way to stick it to the man.
I'm a great friend.
Fuck you. Okay. Moving right along.
So what else would would you draw stuff for me? Would you draw stuff for me?
Okay, here's the thing. I probably wouldn't trust you. I probably wouldn't trust myself, to be honest, but this is a hypothetical.
How many pages would you dedicate? You probably got, like, a few, only, like, two left.
I would probably dedicate one page to, like, maybe I would say to you, I've come across, I don't know, some money, and you ask me for something and anything you want and I can make it happen.
First off, I'm way, way, way too, like, polite to ever take any of that money. I'm way too f***ing polite.
Okay, James. Wow, there were a lot of dings in that last few seconds. I can only imagine.
I can only imagine.
Okay, we are having way too much fun. I would pressure you.
I'd probably ask for a magic ring, huh? A magic ring.
Yeah, a magic ring, because you can totally buy those with the currency we call money.
Are you about to say communism should exist?
No. What? No.
All hail glorious leader Finn.
Yeah, comrade, let's drink vodka or whatever it is. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
We just lost 90% of our listeners because 90% of our listeners were Russian for some reason. I'm sorry.
Why are 90% of our viewers suddenly Russian?
Viewers? Listeners. I have no idea, but they're gone now anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
Russia.
Okay, wow, okay. Yeah, this time we've actually lost. No one cares.
I don't know how they were listening.
Yeah, okay.
To an English podcast.
Okay, so... Well, a lot of Russian... You know, English people... We are going so far off the rails, but I just want to say this. People who speak English must look so lazy to the rest of the world because most of them don't speak another language. But most of people who speak... a language that is not English.
Yeah, most people are expected to speak English, and most people who can speak English
easy.
Can't, i.e. me, as has just been proven. Okay, so final verdict, you'd probably, I'm assuming you're going to make some money.
Probably some, like, I wouldn't draw a machine to print out money. Probably just
like
some gold bars.
Yeah. Just like some crazy shit.
Just to have some in the bag, so if something happens, I'm not completely poor and in total poverty. So, but I wouldn't want to have unlimited anything, to be honest. That would just make life so boring.
Yeah.
So boring.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, having all infinite money, so boring.
James is like, yeah, so boring. Okay.
And murder anyway. You for your book. Anyway, final
verdict.
Okay.
A piano that makes me sound good, a paintbrush that makes me paint good, some money, and a page for friends. Is that 5 pages?
What about a game controller that makes you play good? Or what about a microphone for the podcast? You are not thinking enough.
Yeah, guys, one listen equals one better audio quality for us, because we suck balls, as you can probably imagine. Are we going to bleep out what I just said? Like, we suck.
Yeah, we are definitely going to
let's do
we're
it.
We're definitely just, not going to bleep out balls. We're definitely keeping it.
Okay. Well, there's our content supervisor for you guys.
Well, I mean, it's not like we're monetized yet or anything. This video isn't sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends. It isn't.
Yeah. This video is not... This podcast is declared the only thing in the known universe that is not sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends. Raid Shadow Legends.
Please die. Okay.
Okay. I think that's just about that segment.
I think that should, end that segment. Time to move on to the next part. Okay, so the setup for this one is even more difficult because there's no real way to put it in a story, but I'm going to give it a shot. You're walking around. You've just found this magical sketchbook. Nearly gave you a heart attack. But you're fine now. You're fine. And you're just walking along. You're ignoring any objects that you see. When you physically trip over a genie lamp.
I have
and you're like, oh no, not this again.
Luck in the world, though.
Luck? Yeah, you're right.
The best and worst luck. Anyway.
Yeah, the best and worst. But, so, you're like, oh god, not this again. And the genie comes out. He's like, you, sir, I can grant you great power.
More of a ghost voice, but okay.
Please stop picking on me. Can I keep going?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. And so you're like, give me a break. And he's like, what is it? I can come back another time if this isn't convenient. And you're like, no.
What convenient?
Just do what you're doing. And he's like, okay. You have the power to change the world in one way.
Ooh.
But only one way. Why am I talking like a ghost? Finn was right.
Voice acting,
ladies and gentlemen.
Voice acting. This is the quality of our podcast. You're just going to have to deal with it.
We should rename the podcast instead of being, hypothetically speaking, it should be Guy is Bad at Voice Acting.
Yes, because all names should be consistent. Okay, anyway,
So, you have the power to change the world in any way you wish. How do you do it?
That's tough. You know, I'm going to change the world right now, just in my own little way. And there's a thing, dear listeners. It's called the button.
Not in the first episode.
It's called the button. And I can use the button, or also James, who you're going to meet hopefully next time. I can use the button to do anything. Well, not do anything. I can do one specific thing, and that is pass our hypothetical question. I can hypothetically pass our hypothetical question
hypothetically me.
Yes, onto your host, the one and only, James.
James. J James right. 1. All other Jameses are inferior.
Just a little bit of behind the scenes, dear listeners. I accidentally said James
removed.
Oh my god.
You piece.
Just bleep it out. No. Let's stop. don't stop the podcast. Just bleep
okay,
it out.
Okay, fine. That's bleeped out.
I accidentally said his last name and I said it again, but so we started recording again, but now he's bleeped it out. So anyway, yeah, the button. Now you have to
I hate
this
editing.
One, and I take on the role of host. All right, James.
Yeah,
one
you can
power.
You can change it
what
up
are you
in
doing
one
with
way.
It?
Okay.
What are you doing with it?
I would make it so that the people that are producing vital resources now do it for free if it's a good enough cause. Meaning the people making food will now work without being paid in order to stop world hunger. The people who are making materials and mining iron, listen,
this
hear me out.
James
hear
is
me
the
out.
Host and not the answerer of the questions. James,
now hear me out. Hear me out.
To make your
hear
editing
me out.
Job harder, but what the f***? You're just putting a bunch of people in absolute poverty.
hear me out.
Okay,
fine.
Okay.
They still explain get
yourself.
Paid for some work, okay? They'll still get paid for most work.
Work,
even. But for some work...
A lot of those people are earning, a dollar a week. Like, people who...
That's
make
not
food,
possible.
Farmers and... It is possible. Not in Australia, but it is possible. Farmers and stuff...
Yeah, not in Australia, not in America, not in any of the civilized countries. And the reason he mentioned Australia is we were talking about Australia earlier. And how that might... Whether it counts as a civilized country or not. I don't know. They ride to school every day on kangaroos.
Yeah, totally. Okay.
Sorry, Finn's Australian.
Yeah, I am. G'day.
Anyway,
yeah, so they still get... But here's my issue. A lot of these people are severely impoverished. Like, severely. If you were to take any kind of pay cut...
suggesting that the people that don't need it can take it. Like, you know how people keep saying donate to medical research and all of that? Medical researchers, while they still get paid by their companies, can do that kind of research for free. So the world now has the will...
That's not how the economy works, I'm afraid. And it's probably not how it should work.
I'm willing on behalf of the world to take a hit in the economy if it means people in the world can survive. There are people out there who are dying of world hunger.
We make people, well, we don't make people, but people do work and we give them financial compensation.
Fine, Finn. What do you do? What would you do? What would you do?
Wow, he's reverse buttoning me. Okay.
Reverse buttoned.
Like, you have no idea, but inside our hypothetical studio, listeners, there are thousands of hypothetical Uno reverse cards just strewn around the floor.
Yes. The studio is only hypothetical because, as I said before, Finn lives in Australia.
Okay. So, what would I do? Okay. This is going to sound cringe. And even as it comes out of my mouth, I'm like, cringe. But I want everyone to be
excellent to each other.
At least 50% kinder.
You piece of living, breathing, talking, walking. There we go. Didn't even need to edit it.
Well, okay, everyone's 50% kinder. I want to crawl up into a ball and hide now. I don't live in Australia, guys. Don't come and find me and unleash the cringe hell.
He totally doesn't live in Australia, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah. Totally don't go there, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, because it has spiders. No winks, no nudges.
Yeah, it has spiders.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there.
This is off the rails of the podcast, but I was watching a YouTube video from a YouTuber who I'll not name, just in case we get big and he sues us for copyright.
No, he won't sue us. He'll thank us.
I guess. And he said, well, he said, unless you live in a street, he was like, you don't really have to worry about snakes or stuff or spiders or things unless you live somewhere like Australia. And I was like, oh boy.
Yeah, yeah. Like
us Australians.
Finn, I was once talking with Finn's dad, right? And he said he'd seen hundreds of redbacks, which are deadly redback spiders.
This is a story that has nothing to do with hypothetically speaking.
Your final verdict.
Wait.
To keep this segment short, to be easy to edit, your final verdict is.
The final verdict. What is your final verdict, James? Explain yourself.
Peace.
One last time.
The
button exists, James.
My final verdict is that if I could change the world in one way, it would be probably to make Americans 50% smarter. Because 16% of Americans think chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
I looked it up on your number one source of information, google.com. And it said 6%. So
well, I looked it up on your number one, on your number one, number 0.5 source of information, DuckDuckGo. And it said,
This podcast is totally not sponsored by DuckDuckGo. Totally don't go and get that good browser that hides your privacy and ads and doesn't give you ads and doesn't let you be hacked. Totally not sponsored. Totally don't go there. DuckDuckGo.com.
Actually, really don't go there. We actually aren't sponsored, and I'm going to strangle Finn after this episode. Gonna come
strangle
down to Australia.
From the USA. Okay.
I'm not in the USA. I'm in a non-disclosed country.
Well, totally
which is totally not the USA.
Wink, nudge, nudge.
No winks, no nudges. Let's just end this segment. This has gone on for way too long. The final one that we're doing has a setup that I'm going to do, right? So you just had a pretty overwhelming day. You've changed the world. You've gotten this magic sketchbook.
I love how
you're pretty tired.
Biggest hypothetical day of my life.
Yeah. We're going to have a few more good ones, don't you worry, in the next few episodes.
Oh, yeah.
But you go to bed, you go to sleep.
Like a month.
And you start dreaming. You start dreaming and you're like, ah, this is nice. And then a guy shows up.
What?
And you're like, oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm like, nah.
What is this?
Nah, I'm sorry.
This time?
No.
So you wake up, and now there's a guy in your bed.
What?
And he says, you have superpower. Pick a superpower. Then it'll be yours. I'm getting out of your bed. You smell.
What? Oh my god. Okay.
And that was one of the most you have superpowers.
That was the weirdest story that has been created for a hypothetical podcast.
Well, you were the one who said, "Nah, I'm out."
Okay. Oh, it's true. Oh my god. And then this, okay. I suppose I brought this on myself. All right.
Yep. So.
So I've got one power.
What superpower?
No, this one.
And it's not allowed to be a power that could also fall under other power categories. Like you're not allowed to pick a power.
I wish to have the power to give myself any power, lol. No.
Or like the kind of thing that I would do, which I think about this kind of lot.
Me too.
I would say power over the realm of, and a bunch of stuff, like power over the realm of sleep. So that way, like, I get a bunch of powers, like I'm conscious in my dreams and I can control my dreams and all kind of crazy stuff all lumped into one.
I read a WikiHow article that supposedly taught you how to control your dreams, and it worked once.
Really?
For one dream, the trick is making checks that you're not in a dream in real life.
I know.
And then
I've seen that.
You make one of those checks, then you know you're in a dream. But I was having a nightmare, so the thing I did was I woke myself up. I was physically like, no. It was hard. It was like closing down on my eyelids. But I was like...
Like your what?
It was like there was a force pressing down on my eyelids, but I woke myself up. So that's a thing. Anyway, yeah, you were...
But, like, you can only do one power. You can't do something that could collapse into multiple powers.
Yeah, like the sleep one. Okay.
Yeah.
Teleportation. Like...
Just casually. Teleports behind you. No, nothing personal, kid.
Yeah, teleportation, it's one power technically, but there's so many things you can do with it.
I know. Like...
have the power of flight. Technically, you don't.
Just to
have
extend
the power
this,
of flight, but you do.
Just to extend like, this, just to extend this power, right?
You can
to extend this section,
like
just to extend this section, Finn.
Okay,
Finn. To extend this section, Finn.
It's your turn to speak. Go ahead and speak. That's right. Yeah. I'm not going to interrupt. Just speak.
Okay. I'm trying to say, Finn.
We apologize for the listeners.
What would you teleport? Where would you teleport? What would you do with it? Where would you teleport? What would you do?
I would go out and fight crime because that's a thing. Teleport, man. We just got copyright striked. James, hope you're happy with yourself.
No, we didn't, because we were singing it. It was a cover. It's an officially licensed cover. Buy the cover on Spotify.
Today's episode is totally not sponsored by Batman. Not sponsored by Batman.
Today's episode is... Imagine if we said today's episode is sponsored by Batman.
Today's episode is sponsored by Batman. He's pretty rich, and he had some spare cash, so he decided to support a small podcast. No, we are not sponsored by Batman.
No, we're not sponsored by Batman.
Do not read his comics. Do not watch his cartoons.
Nor are we sponsored by Bruce Wayne on a totally unrelated note.
Yeah.
Because Bruce Wayne is a totally other guy.
Yeah.
We're not sponsored by him either.
Okay, now that we've got the entire Batman franchise to sue us, let's move on.
Yeah, so... What would you use it for? Be specific.
I would go out and fight crime. So, like, I've read a book in which there was a teleporter, and he had, like, he rented, like, a block of land in Spain. He lived in America. No, he lived in Dublin, actually. But he rented a block of land in Spain where he put baseball bats and axes and swords and guns and chainsaws just in case he ever needed to teleport there and then teleport back to where his assailant was and do some stuff. And I would do, like, that sort of thing, but go out in the streets and help fight crime. I realized that...
Yeah, so...
Average
you're
daily...
sounding very cringy this episode.
This should... Cringely speaking... With James, and Finn.
Cringe aesthetically speaking. Okay, that's what we're naming this episode. Cringe.
We're just naming it Cringe. Wow, Cringe-a-thon. That will totally turn on people to click on this. Wow, Cringe. I wonder what the subject is.
I wonder what episode this will be. Now, anyone who's actually watching this knows that I ended up calling it the pilot episode.
Listening.
Okay. Listening. Frick.
Hey,
okay.
That's the name of literally all first episodes. I wonder why.
Yeah. Yeah, we should totally
maybe,
sue them.
Maybe
we should
the
sue them.
Maybe the pilot episode, colon, cringe.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast.
We really hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please keep listening.
Please. Yeah. And if you want to see yourself be featured in the next episode of the podcast, send us a voice message.
Via anchor.fm.
Thanks, guys, for making the voice message thing.
Little personal project. Me, James, yeah. Also James have. Hopefully you'll get to meet also James in the next episode.
So just click the link in the description for this episode of the podcast to send in a voice message that we can add for the next hypothetical. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.